And then another knowledge that arises is, do I see any other dispensation other than the Buddhist path that will result in this same goal of liberation? And realizing that really, other than what the Buddha teaches, there are many other spiritual paths, but in terms of a complete relinquishment and complete liberation from existence in samsara and establishing a true peace of mind that is irrevocable, there really is no other dispensation in the world that will attain that. And that's not meant to be like exclusive or saying that we've got it right and everybody else has got it wrong. And the Buddha was very careful about how he spoke about that. And people would say, well, are you saying that your way is the only way? And he wouldn't say, yes, that's true, my way is the only way. He would say, well, for a person, a being to attain full liberation from samsara, there needs to be all of the factors of the Eightfold Path. So if you've got all of the factors of the Eightfold Path, as I've talked about them, then whatever you call it, whether it's Buddhism or another religion, it will lead to the same place. But if you don't have all of these factors, then it won't lead to complete liberation. So that was his way of establishing that. And if you have that sense, that conviction, then you've essentially established yourself with the faculty of faith. You have complete confidence in the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha. And that's a hallmark of somebody who's firmly on the path to liberation. And I think that people here, we bring that up as a constant reflection, the establishment of confidence in the path through our own experience, not through just blind belief, but through walking the walk. And I think that there's a strong sense of that faith here in this community that keeps us bound together, walking in the same direction. We have that conviction that this is really a good thing and it really works and it has results.